According to the given advice, any contact with you is supposed to be carried out by other powers, according to which the same contact person will never talk with you twice. Billy, that is bitter, my friend, even damn bitter. Quetzal, 123. It is bitter, yes, but the final decision has not yet been made. 124. But anyhow, you or the group members should decide on whether this conversation between us should be transmitted in the form of contact reports. Billy, I would be very happy if I could conceal the sensitive areas during printing. Quetzal, 125. That should be yours or the group members' decision, whereby your word must take priority in all cases. Billy, I will think about it. Quetzal, 126. You should do that. 127. What I still have to tell you further is that we will leave the Earth before the end of this month for about 3 months, in order to devote ourselves to a study and an evaluation with respect to all group members, whereby we will have to work through a lot of material, which we've recently made and recorded over all group members. 128. Talgdur, equals one who walks through the rainbow, who you know very well, along with various others, will maintain contacts with you in the meantime and make the necessary decisions on my behalf. 129. However, you and all group members must be aware of the fact that Talgdur is very strict and won't muck around for too long if any demands or arrangements are ignored or violated. 130. We, too, who have stood in contact with you until now, we'll have to act in this manner in the future. 131. Thus, it must now be clear to you and the group members that further violations will no longer be tolerated, but that only a strict compliance with our instructions, as well as with the provisions and ordinal rules issued by you, is acceptable in every sense and in every respect. 132. Talgdur, as my representative, will explain all that is necessary with your next meeting on the 5th of March, after which the strict rule then applies, that piece by piece, you expropriate everything which you have received from us or which has been awarded. 133. A smallest violation, whether it is carried out now or whether only an attempt is made, has as a consequence that a piece of property or a promise given by us to you will be taken back by us in each case. 134. Now, in the future, if we give you 3 options of further assistance from us, that firstly, we speak with you in the coming time over the radio communication devices to all group members, secondly, we deliver spirit teaching material over the sound recorders, and thirdly, we answer the personal and individual questions of the group members in a separate form over the sound recording equipment, then these promises will be gradually cancelled and waived with each small violation of a measure issued by us, be it regulation or ordinal rule, and also in every case of a breach of regulation or ordinal rule, etc. issued by you, which is to serve for discipline and order, as well as for the mission. 135. Violations of a conscious form are to be considered by us, as well as violations that result from not listening and then a lack of understanding coming about from it, but this also applies to such violations that arise due to misunderstandings. 136. All upper violations of this kind must be raised to every single group member at the present time, after all the learning and experiences, so that it no longer must be discussed, and no more forbearance can be practiced towards these. 137. After our oral speech on the 5th of March, no more forbearance will be practiced, not even towards the smallest offenses. 138. Only false actions due to ignorance or understandable carelessness and the like can still be treated in forbearance, but no more violations that would have to be repaired for years. 139. And I state once again that for each violation of the aforementioned form, a piece of property given by us to you will be taken back, and the initial gifts to be taken back are to be those which we give as the last, namely the 3 promises related to communication, the teachings of spirit, and personal questions. 140. Should that also be useless, then the next step is the removal of the protection for the Soha Center and, after that, the power effect there, according to which the neutralization location in the lower area will be released from their power. 141. If even that was of no use, then the same would occur with the circle meditation pyramid, after which, Billy, but you can't do this because through this, you would take from all group members the only possibility of the evolution of a truer form. Quetzal, 142? We will do it, that is decided. 143. No change is possible. 144. At once, all group members must grow up and also must insert themselves into a discipline, which alone will guarantee that the goals are finally reached and the mission comes to its fulfillment. 145. Unfortunately, it is still so, and this is the case with all group members, that it has not been recognized that just a certain order and compliance and the realization of a particular discipline can bring about success. 146. Still, all group members are of the crazy notion that violations may occur out of forgetfulness, for after all, they are only Earth people, who are still in need of instruction and to whom forbearance should be exercised. 147. This is a very erroneous view, and particularly those group members, who had to perform military services and duties, should already be beyond this. 148. Just with them, and especially with them, insight and knowledge should have already matured long ago, such that in their private lives and especially in your group, a success and existence can be given, if the points of the ordinances, regulations, ordinal rules, and discipline, etc. are followed and kept, as it is also the case with the military services, where any small violation of every form is very strictly avenged and punished. 149. But it isn't remembered by those, who know a lot in these matters and who know this very well, as a result of their knowledge from the army services, that without the observance of the given order, everything would only correspond to one wild heap of indiscipline, if I may speak again in your mode of expression. 150. Just as it behaves in the army, so it behaves in every organization, in every school, and even in nursery schools, although, it behaves admirably in the latter, regarding those issues that must be constantly complained of with the group members. 151. In the kindergarten schools, there are small children, compared to whom the group members fully see themselves as adults, which, therefore, raises the question as to whether the group members are actually as mature as they would happily like to be. 152. Thus, you will now certainly be able to understand that we cannot tolerate the old standing evils furthermore, which is why we must take measures, which are very well seen as disciplinary actions against violations. 153. If the opportunity was given to us to punish offenses of the Earth people according to our measures, in terms of law and order, then we would send the fallible ones to places and for times, which would certainly lead all fallible ones to reason and to the right and united, positive action. 154. On the other hand, we also have our ordinal rules, regulations, and arrangements, which we have to follow in solidarity and according to our best ability, fortune, and knowledge, without which we would have never reached the state of our current life, knowledge, love, insight, progress, and so on. 155. Only with us, there was a time when the way of life and the future was decided by the entire people and by our former leaders, such that from the moment of the decision, every life form actually strove, consciously and to the utmost, to follow and keep the given guidelines, ordinances, and regulations, etc., even though there were still many at that time who were of the same mistaken view as the group members of today. 156. Thus, it happened that fewer than 620 people had to be called to account for wrongdoing and had to be put out, even though our population comprised more than 238 million at that time. 157. If we wanted to implement this with the Earth people, then in any case, It could and would have to be that within a fraction of a second after a decision, an offense never occurs again. Billy, however, one always appeals to the right to make mistakes. Quetzal, 158. A right never exists for violations of already adopted decisions. 159. Mistakes can and may only be committed where there is still no knowledge and no experience. 160. Also, keep in mind when you, for example, committed offenses against the regulations, etc., which are very well known to you. 161. How you could still fulfill your task, work, and mission in such a case. 162. Because such actions are not owned by you and you are always careful to be progressive, you continuously follow the law of efforts, namely that all becomes better. 163. That is also the reason why you continuously address us with new ideas and desires, through which assistance for the group members should develop from our side, such as your efforts to ensure that we should speak in audible form to the group members and give them the teachings of the Spirit in a similar manner and also stand with them on personal matters and answer their questions. 164. And after more than 3 years, during which you even often excited us again and again with this strange request, we, nevertheless, decided on this step, while no group member ever knew or knows what the hard efforts on your side are in each case when we get involved in things that we have basically never thought of. 165. And truly, no group member has ever kept in mind that everything we have done so far for some or all of the group members was due simply and solely to your untiring initiative and perseverance, because we never would have done these things on our own. 166. But you were always so modest in never letting it be announced that everything was only done due to your tireless efforts toward us, from the protection of and the donating of power to the Soha Center, to the impulses that should be helpful to everyone, if at the same time, we disregard those impulses that we have contributed before and since the births of all group members. 167. But for a long time, we've been depressed and feel an ache inside ourselves, that all of these efforts are neither respected nor recognized, which you have undertaken for years for all group members, and that they are even ignored and then thanked by the fact that there continues to be violations of all kinds and that all real success and progress are prevented. Billy, you express too much praise, my friend. Quetzal, 168. That is not so, for the group members should finally be aware of who is the real initiator of all those values, which we handed over to the individual or all group members in the course of the last years. Billy, you talk too much. Quetzal, 169. But in accordance with your sense, it is certainly the truth that I cannot find enough words to emphasize your relevant merit sufficiently, in order to ensure that the full truth is understood by all those people who, in many cases, almost completely destroy your hard work over and over again. 170. The true victim is you, who strives year after year toward progress and success and for privileges for all group members, who then reward you for this with offenses and rainfalls and neglect of true learning efforts. Billy, do stop, at last. Your flattery is slowly getting on my nerves, and besides, it only makes me out to be a megalomaniac. Quetzal, 171. Your jokes find no attention in me, on the other hand, I also find no other words to speak further of that. Billy, then we can finally take up a subject that is more reasonable than pointless adulation. On my side, I would still have a lot of questions that have already long burned on my tongue. Quetzal, 172. You can include those at a later time because for the time being, I still have different concerns, which I must discuss with you now. Billy, hopefully, they are lesser in the form as the previous cases. Quetzal, 173. There, you can be reassured. Billy, fine, then you can fire away at me. Quetzal, 174. Even though things do not correspond to the context of the proceeding, There are still some dark points to be addressed. Billy, and I thought that this now would have actually come to an end for today. Quetzal, 175. The forms which are of a dark form, which are still to be explained, are of a more problematic nature. Billy, aha, then no further complaints. Quetzal, 176. That is correct. Billy, then get cracking at once. Quetzal, 177. Even though it doesn't concern any complaints, the concerns to be mentioned are still unpleasant. 178. As you know, during the last weeks, we performed analyses and made clarifications over every single group member, in order to be able to meet our task with respect to talking and answering if personal questions are addressed to us over the communication devices, as you want. 179. During these analyses, we strove to fathom even the innermost self of each individual group member, but we must explain this to you without it coming to the knowledge of all group members, for things came to light which cannot yet be mentioned in an open form but rather in 20 years at the earliest, due to fears which are to be cultivated, that quarrels and accusations among all members of the group might appear. 180. The things that were uncovered range from the simple lie to the heavy theft of relatively large sums of money. 181. But through our analyses, we were able to understand various mysterious incidents which, now that we know the facts, are no longer mysterious in any way but are only infamous intrigues of individual group members or others who are not directly connected to the group. 182. Nevertheless, the fact that we endeavored to perform analyses, even where it was not permitted to us until now because we found no authorization for it, but which was wrong, as we now recognize, it has given us insight into things which give us true terror. 183. Never before have we felt entitled to suppose that in the deepest feelings and thoughts of the Earth people, and also in various group members, so much falsehood, infamy, addiction to intrigue, lies, and selfishness prevails, as we've determined through our analyses. 184. But through this, it became clear to us as to why various group members have not yet recognized true freedom up to this day and that they didn't create this within themselves and, thus, do not live according to this afterward, but I would like to talk with you about that later. 185. First, I would like to give you an example regarding our analyses, which they have yielded in detail. 186. I would like to come to speak of a person who no longer lives with you but who was excluded, yet who continues to give us and you problems. 187. I refer here to Ferdinand Pfeifenberger, whose children should come under your care and under your supervision, which would only be possible, however, if Ingrid and Ferdinand could be received into the group again, which is not evident, nevertheless. 188. This cannot be, for a new discord would be caused by the two. 189. But listen to what I determined from the analyses regarding Ferdinand, for example, 190. Twice, you spoke to me of the fact that with the rabbit stable, the doors had been opened and the rabbits had escaped because someone had been messing around there illegally. 191. My analyses clearly showed that this happened at Ferdinand's expense, as well as various other things that were inexplicable to you. 192. The swan, of which you reported to me that it had escaped, also came to escape from the poultry yard by Ferdinand's hand, as he also ventured to rob several chickens of their lives by squeezing their necks until they suffocated. 193. But he also acted in such a way with a duck. 194. But that is not yet enough because other evils have arisen in even greater numbers than you yourself can imagine. 195. You can still remember that with you, within a very short time, all cats had disappeared, about which we also felt no sadness but were of the opinion that the problems had been solved. 196. With us, that's actually how it was for so long, until I discovered through the analyses of Ferdinand that two of the animals did not depart from the center in the way that we had assumed. 197. A white cat, you named the animal Molly, was so beaten by Ferdinand, while being tied up in a sack, that after its release, it escaped while groaning and sought refuge elsewhere with other people. 198. Similarly, Ferdinand abused a second animal, which he struck unconscious, in order then to run it over repeatedly with his red vehicle, after which he then threw the dead animal to that place where you found it. Billy, that guy should also be abused once. And Peepers, the red cat? Quetzal, 199. It is still in the vicinity of the center, running wild. 200. But that has nothing to do with animal abuse. 201. The real savagery resulted because of a fox that was clashing with the cat. Billy, you have spoken of the fact that Ferdinand has committed even other misdeeds. Internal group affairs of the crudest kind, Ferdinand's misconduct in relation to the abuse of animals, marriage-destructive machinations by Billy's wife, as well as crass financial irregularities toward Billy and the whole group by her, betrayal to the outside by Billy's wife, who passed along tape recordings of the interests of the core group meetings to outsiders, in order to inflict harm upon Billy and the group, equally dangerous assaults on Billy's life with knives, a hatchet hammer, scissors, and other objects, as well as murderous threats against him, defamations and denigrations against Billy by his wife toward group members and outsiders, etc., etc. Billy, then fire away at once, my friend. Quetzal, 202. Toward the end of the month of March, the procedure of shifting the time forward, which is incomprehensible to us and which is also carried out by the people of Switzerland, takes place once again. 203. This incomprehensible procedure is designated as daylight savings time, which disturbs and interferes with the normal and established rhythms. 204. At the same time, it is in no way beneficial that through this daylight savings time, people must begin their labor an hour earlier than usual, so that by this incomprehensible stupidity, already established rhythms and times are seriously impaired, whereby interferences appear that cannot be removed. 205. With you, for example, the meditations are so disturbed, partly because the time is shifted, whereby the normal rhythm is impaired, and partly because all of our monitoring and impulse devices are set for existing, specified times, and we simply cannot change them in their time functions because they are aligned toward the true, effective solar time. Billy, but last year, that was not yet the case, right? Quetzal, 206. That is correct. 207. The reason why it is regulated in such a way now is because we took into consideration a further assistance for all group members, which consists of a fixed time meditation, determined in accordance with the most valuable times of solar time. 208. At the established times, all necessary forces are at their highest potential, which is why we selected these times. 209. But if, now, the stupidity of daylight savings time becomes effective again, then everything is destroyed, with the efforts of the meditation becoming meaningless, powerless, and useless. Billy, idiotic, I mean with the daylight savings time. If the people would think a little more logically and cleverly, then this daylight savings time wouldn't be necessary at all. The simplest thing would be to say that during the whole year, early morning work doesn't start at 7 o'clock a.m. but rather at 6 o'clock a.m. Thus, no daylight savings time would have to be introduced, so that in the evening, there could be one more hour of leisure time. In addition, throughout the whole year, the end of work in the evening would always be at 4 p.m., which would give the people even other advantages. But for people to think so far and find reasonable solutions, that is asking too much. Yet I think that what you can do with your people on error, that should also be good and cheap for the people of the earth. Just the fact that you do a lot of regular duty work on air between the 6th and 8th hour of the morning and after that, you can leave and do what you want. I have found that to be very fine and reasonable, and I just ask myself why this reasonable solution cannot be handled in such a way on the Earth as well. Here on Earth, I've only seen this system handled in such a way one time, with Director Demuth, where it worked out wonderfully. Quetzal, 210. That is well known to me. You also spoke of this on error, when we talked about this problem. Billy. How would it be if we would simply disregard daylight savings time, with respect to the meditation, and would retain the old time in the sense that we, in accordance with daylight savings time, simply shift the meditations an hour ahead? We allow the relevant clocks of importance to run for us in such a way as they run now, and according to these clocks, we honor our commitments. Quetzal, 211. That is a very good idea, and it is even the solution to the problem. 212. I also should have thought of that. Billy, and now you have. Then this would be right. Quetzal, 213. If these concerns are handled in such a way, then all values will remain in full within the given framework. 214. Your solution is of absolutely full value. Billy, then we should still see to it that we also find better solutions with regard to our work to be performed and with regard to the evening meal, for when the time comes for changes, I must talk about that with Engelbert. My suggestion is that we fix dinner from 5:45 p.m. to 6:15 p.m., in order to work after that until 8:45 p.m., after which, on the days of meditation, the group meditation can then take place. On the other days, the days off, like Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, the same time applies concerning the meal, and after that, if necessary, one can work for no longer than until 8:45 p.m. Also on Sundays, we have to work again, so something also has to be done there. The meditation on Sundays would be at 4 p.m. and on weekdays at 9 p.m. Also, the individual meditations taking place in the Soha Center would have to be kept, of course, according to the old times. Quetzal, 215. I have also thought of similar decisions, but yours are more precise, so I will instruct that these must be carried out. 216. The start of this should be one day before the effective beginning of daylight savings time. 217. That would be, according to my knowledge, on the 26th of March. 218. In addition, I still have to explain the following. 219. Together with you, we calculated that as of the 1st of January 1985, the financial situation and the labor force of the whole group must have progressed so far that those who are working abroad can be fully employed, as of this date, in the center. 220. But this stipulates that full employment is carried out by every single group member and that all necessary reforms are developed, only by which earnings can be guaranteed in the center. 221. But if one continues in the old and present way, then this goal cannot be reached. 222. The group members must increasingly be prepared for employment and to work more intensively, more rationally, as well as more joyfully. 223. Silvano, for example, lately diminishes in his achievements enormously, and his lethargic way of working has erupted again in full measure. 224. So for works that require 25 minutes of time to complete, he needs a full 3 to 3.5 hours, as I have determined. 225. In addition, if the weather isn't exactly sunny, then he drags out this time even more in length. 226. If this behavior and others do not stand under the minimum level of achievement immediately, then it is necessary that he be replaced by another force, which Talgda will arrange, who will act as my representative until mid-year. 227. She has been instructed by me to observe these things until the end of April and, if necessary, make new decisions. 228. Also with Thomas, more attention must be given to employment because he shows too much consideration in himself, as this is also the case with Freddy. 229.